Last night, PBS 39 and WLVR hosted a debate between the two Democratic candidates who will face off in Bethlehem's mayoral primary on Tuesday. Dana Grubb is a photographer and former city administrator. William Reynolds serves on Bethlehem City Council and is a history teacher. The in-person forum covered issues like affordable housing and tax increases. WLVR's Megan Frank has more.
It got a little heated between Dana Grubb and William Reynolds at the start of the debate. Both men voiced displeasure at mailers that each had circulated about the other. At one point, Reynolds apologized.
Putting Donald Trump on one side of it was not something that probably was the best way for us to respond to Mr. Grubb's attacks.
They moved on and talked about how the city should spend the $34 million it's getting from the American Rescue Plan for COVID relief. Here's Reynolds.
I would focus on both affordable housing and making sure that we have a permanent homeless shelter.
Grubb agreed. He added that the money could be spread out into multiple areas.
I think we also need to look at public infrastructure.
Grubb was critical of the city's budget decisions, including a $60 per household stormwater fee approved by council earlier this year. And
I think some of the raises that were given to city employees were exorbitant, double-figure raises. That's hard to justify when people are struggling financially.
Both candidates said no when asked whether the city should defund the police. Grubb wants police to work with social services more, and Reynolds supports a community policing approach. Megan Frank, WLVR News.
The debate was held in partnership with Lehigh Valley Live and the Hispanic Center of the Lehigh Valley. The primary election is Tuesday. The winner will face off with Republican candidate John Kakmer in November.